What are your views on nostalgia?
My views on nostalgia, it's not what it used to be, obviously. I don't think I have a view on nostalgia. Do I? Let's say, what are your views of cheese, really? Cheese is what it is.
Do you feel like, what's the reason why we've evolved to have nostalgia when we look back and have these positive feelings? Even if it was a bad period in our life, it often we look through the rose-tinted glasses. What do you think the reason for that could be?
Because we're stupid. And I suppose, I think it's just to do with the passage of time, really. It's not really that we can't understand how ordinary things were. I think if you went back to, I don't know, any period in history which you think it looks interesting, whether it's 1955 or whether it's 1812 or whether it's when the Romans were conquering Britain, most days would just be hard and cold and wet and boring.
Yeah.
And that's what most days are like. But there are certain things which, things which you experience for the first time. And then when you look back, oh, I could get rather so heavy about this, I suppose. I mean, Proust, basically, the premise of Proust's massive, great book is that because human beings are the only animals which have the function of memory, certainly developed to the extent that it is only when memory is present that you can live something to the full human extent. Otherwise, you are like a dog or a mouse.
Yeah.
So therefore, for him, revisiting, reimagining, re-inhabiting something after the event was a richer experience than inhabiting it during the event. And there is a certain sort of logic to that, but it's, you're quite quickly into sort of neuroscience and so on. So I suppose that's why, but it's also just to do with time passing and one's fear of dying, really, I think. Most things are about fear of dying, I think.
Yes.
And wanting to cling on to something or freezing something.
Yeah. And how often do you think about death?
About 3 times a minute, sometimes more.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's after a certain age is all you think about, really. I suppose I first started thinking about it when I was about, I didn't think aging would happen to me. I didn't think death would happen to me. I thought that by the time I got to be old and they'd have found a cure for death. And then I suppose when I was about 45, having small children, I began to think, was the generations seem to be going on and my parents are getting older. And then when your parents die, then you're the next in line, as it were.
Yeah.
You're the next one to get out of the trench and go over the top. And then your friends start dying, some of them younger than you. And then you think about it a lot. And then both in a sort of boring way that your bank manager says, have you thought about inheritance tax planning? But also in a more existential way. And yeah, it's, this is what makes human beings different in that memory. And because we can remember things, we remember the fact that we are going to die. So this means that we are cursed in a way. We are the only creature with this kind of consciousness. And there are philosophers who have argued that this makes us the lowest form of creation because we're unable to live our lives to a full free extent, like a deer or a trout or something, because we wake up every morning and knowing that this tomorrow we might not be here, and no deer or trout thinks that when they wake up. And they can just go on being much more deery and trouty than we can be human-y. But of course, from an artist's point of view, particularly a writer's point of view, this knowledge of impending end gives weight and color and darkness and light and shade to the things that we do and the things we feel.
Very well said. And with that in mind, if you had one piece of advice for your 20-year-old self, what would that advice be?
My advice to my younger self, I think, yeah, I would say don't take drugs, don't drink or smoke to excess anyway, and take physical exercise. Don't ever think about giving up on football, hockey, tennis, cricket, whatever your thing is. So my advice would all be physical, really, because I think that in terms of work, I got it right, really, which was just be stubborn and hang on in there. And I think I'd somehow guessed or figured out that was important.